AP News. Good morning. I'm Ben Thomas. The United Nations Security Council is meeting on the war in Ukraine as more grisly evidence emerges of civilian massacres in areas that Russian forces recently left. Associated Press journalists in the town of Bucha have counted dozens of corpses in civilian clothes. Many appear to have been shot at close range. Some had their hands bound or their flesh burned. The mass grave in a churchyard held bodies wrapped in plastic. Liz Throssell with the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
It's hard to see what was the military context of an individual lying in the street with a bullet to the head or having their bodies burned.
Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg warns Russia appears to be regrouping its forces for a crucial phase of the war.
In the coming weeks, we expect a further Russian push in the eastern and southern Ukraine to try to take the entire Donbas and to create a land bridge to occupied Crimea.
In Sacramento, California, a second suspect has been arrested in connection with the weekend mass shooting that killed six people and wounded 12. Police say the man was seriously injured in the gunfire and remains hospitalized. He faces weapons charges, including possession of a machine gun. The two arrested so far are brothers. Neither has been accused of homicide. City officials in North Miami Beach have ordered residents of a five-story apartment building to evacuate after officials deemed the building structurally unsound. City Manager Arthur Sori.
The building owners have been trying to work to bring this building up to par, but it got to a point where the engineer said, no more, we have to get everybody out immediately.
That sound courtesy WPLG. Stocks have turned lower in morning trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. Kansas rallied to beat North Carolina to win the school's fourth national championship in men's college basketball. Gethin Coolbaugh has more on the game.
A roller coaster ending to the season for Coach Hubert Davis's North Carolina team after a 72-69 national title game loss to Kansas.
I should be disappointed, but I'm just filled with so much pride.
The top-seeded Jayhawks scored the game's first 7 points, but the 8-seeded Tar Heels roared back, including a 16-0 run to take a 15-point halftime lead. Carolina conceded a decisive 25-10 game-tying Jayhawks run to open the second half and later couldn't force overtime on Caleb Love's missed three at the buzzer.
We was just trying to go out there and do whatever we had to do to get the win, and it was just unfortunate that we came up short.
The Tar Heels fell short of their first title since 2017 and dropped to 6-6 all-time in the title game. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Kansas's 16-point comeback ranks as the biggest in national championship history. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.